Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. He said yesterday that this could be the second shot heard around the world. This could spread to other cities. And it has. It has. It's made it 3,000 miles from New York. I'm sorry. It's made it to California. There are in Los Angeles, so let's say a couple thousand miles. Black Lives Matter protesters left unconscious after falling from the hood of a police cruiser that was attacked in Los Angeles on the highway. The highway was closed down by a demonstration in support of George Floyd. Around 1,000 protesters descended on Los Angeles in a Black Lives Matter protest yesterday evening. Several people protesting the death of George Floyd marched onto the 101 freeway and blocked off the road. The police cruiser arrived on the scene and was attacked by the protesters who smashed the vehicle's window. As it drove off, a man rode on the hood of the car before tumbling onto the road, seen lying motionless as the first responders arrived, but regained consciousness and was taken to the hospital. Protesters in L.A., Los Angeles, coincided with the second day of demonstrations in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where George Floyd died. So, protesting has spread to California from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We thought that it would. We did not encourage it, but we just said, yeah, it's probably going to happen. And it's probably going to spread to New York and, you know, other cities as well. Why? Because Minneapolis is not the only city that abuses the villagers. Now, if you think about it, white people have owned ships, and they were merchants, and they brought black people from the tribes. Blacks were sold by the tribal leaders in Africa. They were brought here as labor, manual labor, to the Americas, and the blacks were held in slavery. And that's their history. So many of the people who are in this country, not all, but many who happen to be black, happen to be descendants of slaves. And what kind of a sick person would sell someone, capture them, sell them, chain them into slavery? They remember this. Now, had it not been for people like the Clintons and others who have sold out the United States of America's manufacturing capacity to China for their own greed, had we kept it here, we could have classes in the public training camp to teach people how to do things, how to have meaningful lives, how to work in factories and make products that people might want to buy. But instead, the people who run the system, the global elite, ship those jobs to China. So people who are in the cities don't have an opportunity to gain meaningful work, have meaningful purpose in their lives, earn an income. Now, I'm not just talking about blacks. I'm talking about a lot of people, all different colors, don't have the opportunity to do what happened when I was in high school. And that was, you know, if you wanted to quit high school and get a job at the factory, you could, because there were factories. But our government has encouraged and made it possible for companies to leave the United States and run their operations abroad in Asia and other places. And those jobs went with those companies across the sea, leaving people who could have had productive jobs, meaningful jobs, being productive members of society. We've turned them into welfare recipients. Your government has done this. It's ruined the school system. It's ruined the economy. It's ruined medicine. It's ruined just about everything it touches, if not everything it touches. It's become oppressive. The people hate the police. Why? I've heard that they're good cops. Really? I'd like to meet one. I would like to meet one in person. I don't think there is such a thing as a good cop, and I'll tell you why. If there were such a thing as a good cop, the good cops would root out the bad cops and get rid of them. But that doesn't happen. Why doesn't it happen? I think it's because everyone who is in the police department is concerned about one thing, their pension. And because of that, they don't want to make waves if they see criminal activity going on. Now, why are the black people and the white people rioting? Why are they burning down stores? Well, maybe it's because they see people in costumes. You know, blue costumes, black and blue costumes, black costumes with badges. Maybe they see that they walk into like the equivalent of a Stop and Rob, a 7-Eleven type store, a Quick Check type store, a come and go type store, as they call them here in Missouri, you know, where they sell gas and coffee and hot dogs and donuts and things like that. Maybe they see people in these costumes with badges and guns and tasers and billy clubs and nightsticks getting free coffee and free sandwiches and free donuts and free. Maybe they see them getting a wave at the register at the restaurant. Oh, no, we take care of you guys because we like to see you guys in your costumes here at the restaurant. Maybe they see these merchants giving free merchandise to the people in costumes with badges. And maybe they resent it. And maybe they say, you know what? Those guys in uniform get free food, free stuff. And we have to pay for it. How come they get to get it? And maybe the people who live in the cities, who don't get the advantages of the free stuff, have had it. And maybe that's why they're saying, you know what? The heck with these merchants. They're giving free stuff to the people in uniforms that beat us and club us and stab us and stick us and handcuff us and rough us up and throw us in the back of the paddy wagon until we get black and blue and bruised. And then they put us in a jail cell. Maybe they're sick of that. David, any comments? And by the way, we've got the call screens all lit up. Jason, if you could answer these calls, I'd appreciate it. Just stay with us if you've called in. I see your calls. Jason will answer. But David, any comments on what I just said?
You have to, in order to understand what it's like to live and what they have to live through every day. I'm sorry, but you have to go. You have to be able to find somebody to go.
When you
there.
Say they, who?
Well, I'm sorry. The black people in the lower. Back then, it was the black community. Where I had my experience with, because that was right literally across the street. I mean, in the city, like Chicago, there was boroughs, neighborhoods. You walked across that street, and if you were this race or color, you were not supposed to be there. And there were invisible boundaries. But I'm going to tell you look and see where the law enforcement was. That wealthy community that may be like in a swimming pool in the middle of that city, that place, you could go to a restaurant. Anytime I'd go walk by the restaurant and see where my dad was, there would be at least 20 cops at this place and badges everywhere. But you go to their neighborhood, the black neighborhood, nothing. It'd take hours for them just to drive across the block if they needed help. And then when they came, they would mess with everybody. They treat them like they were not even human. And I would watch this, and I couldn't understand. What's the reason to make a force an old lady in a walker put their hands up against a car because she's walking down the street? Had nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. You know, and I always ask, why do you do this? they can't help themselves. There's something in their blood. We know it. We don't know what it is. Only about 2% of them don't act on it. And I could never understand. And that's what they taught these guys. I sat in some of their classes, okay? And I still to this day cannot understand what color of a skin has to do with anything. After all the racism I've seen with them, and I've seen racism more by officers than I ever did of other people in them communities. once they showed up, and it's still to that way to this day. And you want to know who trains these people? My dad, he was in the Marines. He'd been in combat. He did classified stuff all the way up to the get-go. And these guys started showing up, black uniforms, no insignias. They spoke foreign language. They were teaching them how to assault communities. And he said, we don't do this here. He's never been taught that since he's been going to combat before he went. And now they're teaching him that that's the rule of thumb to do in American soil. And he later found those are Israeli special forces training our guys. They're the ones coming with it.
Here's an interesting story. So I first moved to Missouri about 15 years ago, and I decided I wanted to meet the county government. And there are three county commissioners, and they run the county. And they have a meeting. They're available a couple times a week. And so I first went down to meet with them, and I would have lunch with them. Now, I did not buy them lunch. They did not buy me lunch. I just want to talk to you guys. I want to get a feel for what it's like here. So I'd have lunch with them, and I'd talk about the economy. I'd talk about things I saw. I'd talk about how we need to prepare our country for what we are seeing right now, you know, the shutdown of the country. And I saw this coming. I didn't think it would be exactly the pandemic, but I believe that the fallout of the corona panic would be what we're seeing now, I believe, was coming. And I tried to explain this to them. And after the third or fourth or fifth lunch, you know, one per week with them, one of them said to me, "Who are you?" We're sitting across the, you know, four of us across the table, those three guys and me. And I said, "Who are you, Finelli?" I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, we did a background check on you and we can't find anything out about you." I said, "Oh, well, not everyone is a felon." They couldn't figure out who I was or what I wanted to do. And it bothered them. Now, who was the guy that did the background check on me? Well, he happened to be the police chief of a little tiny town. So he had access to that information. And he let it slip that he did a background check on me. And he couldn't find anything. No tickets, no arrests, no warrants. Nothing. Because there isn't anything. So then I guess he thought maybe I was in the witness protection program or something like that. And that's not true either. None of that's true. It's just that I don't get into trouble. And they couldn't believe it. And I was talking with the game warden. The game warden told me, I guess he slipped at a different time, and he said that he's arrested almost every guy in the county for one reason or another regarding guns and killing animals out of season and things like that. So there's a lot of crime and there's a lot of suspicion. And do I resent that cop doing a background check on me without warrant, without need? Absolutely.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I didn't intend to spend this much time talking about Mr. Floyd, who was murdered by a Minneapolis, Minnesota cop. And by the way, all those cops, all four of those cops that were involved in this, whether they were onlooking or protecting the cop who was murdering George Floyd, from the people, all of them should be in jail right now. And I hope they are. If they're not, Mr. Mayor, you have failed your oath of office to protect and serve. And you should be in jail. David in Illinois, I've got George in New Hampshire and David in San Francisco on hold. May I put you on hold if you'd like to stay with us? And
Or I can let you go and talk to them. I'm sorry about changing your format of your show. If it was
No, that's fine. May I put you on hold? And
yeah, sure.
I'll go.
Okay, fine.
All right. I'm going to put David on hold. And Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent.
Hey.
I guess it's going to be a long, hot summer, huh?
Yeah, and rightfully so. And rightfully so, because we, the villagers, have had it. We've absolutely had it. And I'm here to say that, my fellow broadcasters, if you are not covering this, if this is not your lead story, you're a pansy. I'm taking them all on, every single one. If this is not the lead story, you're a pansy. This is the second shot heard around the world. And if you don't get it, shame on you. I'm talking about you, George, or David, or in Illinois, or David in San Francisco. I'm talking about my fellow broadcasters.
Well, I'll just say, with the black people, I noticed that there's certain networks that like to keep things on simmer. And I'm not saying that the black people haven't suffered in their past. and even now, but there's a lot of suffering all over the world, and that's why many people left behind their homes and traveled in very terrible conditions to try to find a better life for their families. And I'm going to say that, yes, those men, the one who was kneeling on that man's neck, George Floyd, from what I saw of the video, it looked to me like he bared down harder, in my opinion, when the man was complaining that he couldn't breathe and he was begging to ease off. And he didn't ease up until the man lost consciousness. And I remember this happened in New York with this man, Eric. I forget his last name, but he was like a gentle giant, big guy, the type of man that, yeah, black gentleman. He goes, he was type of guy in the neighborhood. He was known. He'd break up a fight. He'd be the type of person I'd like to see around if there was anything going down or trouble. And the same thing. They got him in a choke lock, and he explained he couldn't breathe. And the guy just, it took five of them, forced him to the ground, and all he asked was he just asked to be left alone.
You're talking about Eric Garner, who was known in his neighborhood in New York City as the neighborhood peacemaker.
Yeah, and you could just tell when you watched it, and if it wasn't for that friend of his, the young man with the video phone, if he didn't have the courage to go up there and film everything that was going on as it was going on, the world would really never have known that Eric Garner was murdered. And that's, again, in my capacity, like, I'm not bragging, I was an investigator for the government, and I went in, and, I mean, like yourself and our faculty and our listeners, you know, if they call us to a jury, we're competent enough to get a handle on things and make a fair judgment. And what I see, though, is that shame on the people, though, who used the death of George Floyd as an excuse to destroy apartment buildings or to destroy stores just on the pretext that only a certain element now, I'm not saying all of them were protesting, but a certain element saw it as a shot that they could basically get away under the guise of protest, they could get away with stealing. But those four officers should be, the other four officers, one should be up on a murder charge and the other four accessories to a murder, in my opinion. I'll let you go, Vincent, because I know you have somebody else waiting. God bless.
I absolutely agree with you. And very quickly, Eric Garner was charged with selling cigarettes. He'd buy a pack of cigarettes and sell them one at a time. And that was against the law in New York City. And that caused him to be murdered.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, David in Illinois is on hold. David in San Francisco is with us, and we're talking about a heinous crime, real-time murder, videoed and put on the internet. And we played the audio yesterday of the murder of George Floyd. David, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent. Yeah, I appreciate your dealing with this topic in the way you are. It's pretty awful when you realize that the people who are supposed to uphold the law are actually, violating it with abandon. And I like to remind people of old Project Gladio. that system where the Nazis were escaping into positions of power. And not only did they help create the CIA and governments in Brazil and Argentina and Uruguay and Venezuela, I'm trying to think of all the different countries that the Nazis escaped to and became leadership. But what's even worse, I don't know if you caught the news this morning from Pennsylvania, but the Pennsylvania legislature were called into session and kept in session and kept in session and kept in session. And it turns out that the Republicans were tweeting among themselves that they knew that they had COVID and that they were trying to get the Democrats infected. The Democratic leadership in Pennsylvania, or the Democratic legislature in Pennsylvania, were being intentionally exposed by the Republicans. And they were forcing them into session with complicated bills and tight quarters with no masks. So this is in the news this morning. So the idea that the leadership, and I guess you're also noticing today, Trump has not acknowledged that 100,000 Americans have now died from this. And he not only didn't tweet it, but he's playing bully games politicizing the issues and ignoring the fact that 100,000 Americans have died in just about 2.5 months. So, to me, it's back to Gladio.
Well, I agree with you. There are people who say that the coronavirus numbers are embellished. They're reported as too high. There are people that say, no, they're underreporting. There's people who are saying this whole thing is a fake, which is absolutely not true. I mean, there are people who are saying that people have heart attacks and are being coded as a coronavirus death to gain the hospital more money. There's plenty of greed to go around. There's plenty of greed. I don't know the answer, but I do absolutely have the same exact position I had on day one, that the coronavirus is real. We need to survive it. Then we can go talk with Lucille and whoever caused it and then have a nice chat with them and explain our point of view. Because our mother was killed, our father was killed, our brother, sister, aunt, uncle, child, and then have that chat with them. And I think that that might happen. As a matter of fact, I really believe that what we're looking at with this George Floyd outcry, uprising, protest, demonstration, violence, I believe it is all a result of, it's a culmination of all of the things that we feel have been done wrong to we the people, we the villagers. And that's why it has spread to California. I think it's going to spread to other cities. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I believe that it is. And I think that there's one tiny, tiny sliver of good news in what's happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that is that the University of Minnesota has cut ties with the Minneapolis Police Department over George Floyd's murder. And they will stop paying the department to work football games and other events because the community is angry and fears for its safety. Now, let me give you an example. I know what I'm talking about. When I had some expos, it was recommended that we hired the police because we had a Get Prepared Expo and gun show. And because we had guns for sale, well, you have the police there. The way that works is you can't just call your friend the cop, if you have a friend who's a cop, and say, hey, can you work the game? What you have to do, or the event, what you have to do is call the Springfield Police Department if this event is in Springfield. And they've got a guy, a police officer, who assigns who you're going to get. So if you happen to like Tom, and you say, can I have Tom? No, you can't have Tom. You get who you get. And you will pay the rate of, I believe it was $25 an hour. It's fixed. It's price fixed for a rent-a-cop who's off duty to appear in uniform, to sit down, and to wear that costume at the event. So you don't get to pick the guy, and they pick the guy, and you are encouraged to use him. After a couple of events, I decided, we don't need these cops. There's nothing that they bring to the table for us, and it's a waste of money. So the rest of our expos, no cops. So then what happens? The cops kind of show up, and they're not real happy that we're not hiring one of their buddies. That's how it works. So I applaud the University of Minnesota for throwing out the Minneapolis cops and paying them to work at their games and events. You really don't need these cops. They bring nothing but trouble. David, in San Francisco, what were you saying?
Well, years ago, I guess when I first started calling your show, I raised the issue that back in 1776, and let's say right after the American Revolution, the aristocrats never stopped attacking America. They've always tried to trick us into paying for their mistakes. They've tried to subvert us, tried to get us locked into bad foreign policies and all sorts of different things. You know, the American Civil War was created by the British. They tricked the South into splitting off, saying they'd get a better trade deal. And, they, you know, the British were trying to split up America. So when you look at what's going on today, they're obviously, Gladio is just one more example of that same con game, that the aristocrats, the Klan, the Nazis, none of them believe in the American principles of united you stand, divided you fall, equal justice under the law, taxation with representation, that we, the people, can buy ourselves a nice hospital, and when everybody gets sick, everybody can know that they can go to that hospital and get well. We, the people, have tax day to look at for what can we buy for what's nice that we can buy for ourselves. We, the people, own those county hospitals. And when these con artists, these fake conservatives, tell us that we can't afford to have a county hospital and that we have to profit, we have to allow a profiteering hospital to crush the local hospital, and everybody has to go to these HMOs and all of these for-profit medical corporations, these, you know, it's just the same old colonial trick, that the ownership of the county hospital is all of a sudden owned by some foreign entity or some corporate entity, and you never know who's really running it. So it's, you know, we the people used to have systems which would have, you know, taken care of every sick person during an epidemic. And we've been tricked by fake conservatives who are really nothing more than aristocrats pretending to know how to manage our lives. No, we the people own this country. We the people. Trump is our employee, and he's clearly not living up to any basic standards. He's not going to work every day. He's sitting on the toilet tweeting all day, complaining in convention in the middle of a crisis where 100,000 people have died. And it, do I understand right that that cop with his knee on that guy's neck was actually patted on the back by Trump when he was up there at a rally earlier in the year? There's a photograph going around with the guy that the cop that put his knee on his neck, that he was one of the people up at the podium with Trump.
You mentioned 100,000 deaths. The number right to the second right now is 102,305. 102,305 total deaths in the United States. We're number one.
Yeah, it's like 9/11 every day.
We are number one. We are leading the world in deaths by the coronavirus. Now, how many people have been infected? Now, I remember President Trump having a press conference, and he announced a couple months ago that there were 15 people who were infected. One guy was real sick, but no one died yet, and there were 15 infected. Well, the number who have been infected right now, at this moment, at this second, 1,750,397. 1,750,397. That's how many people in the United States that have been infected. Now, today,
it was only a million about a week ago, right?
A couple weeks ago, yeah. Maybe about 10 days ago. The number of people who have died today. Now, we haven't even hit noon yet today, Central Time. The number of people who have died from midnight to right this moment this morning, 198. Deaths. That's a lot of people. And some people say, well, yeah, but you know, a lot of people die in car accidents. A lot of people die from smoking cigarettes. A lot of people die from crossing the street. You know, a lot. Yeah, that's true. But crossing the street is not contagious. Smoking cigarettes is not contagious, you know, in terms of death. This is contagious. The price of meat, I called a supermarket just to do a little bit of research. The price of chopped meat, we'll call it ground beef, $6.99 a pound for the cheap stuff, $7.99 a pound for the mid-grade, and $8.99 a pound in Marshfield, Missouri, yesterday.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, plus tax, and tax. The sales tax in Marshfield, Missouri is over 8%. Springfield is over 8%. So the government has their hand in everything that we do. Now, at the same time that the cheap chopped meat, ground beef, sells for $7 a pound, the farmer gets gross about $1.30, $1.40 a pound. Now, the chopped meat is the cheap stuff. You know, remember, there's filet mignon in there, there's New York strips, there's sirloins, there's porterhouse steaks, all kinds of steaks in there, too, that are way more expensive than the ground beef. And the farmer is taking a beating, an absolute beating. And so is the consumer. So who's making it? Well, I guess the government taxes on everything. So that's what these riots are about. The people have had it. And I believe it's going to spread. David in San Francisco, I want to thank you for your call. David,
By the way, I think Missouri has price gouging laws.
All right, we'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the National Guard has been called in to Minneapolis, Minnesota. The National Guard has been called in. And I'd like to say to the mayor, Jacob Frey, F-R-E-Y, of Minneapolis, Minnesota, this falls on you. All of this falls on you. Because you allowed the culture of this police department to abuse people like this. You allowed this. You allowed the training. You allowed the use of force. You allowed the purchase of the grenade launchers, the grenades, and all the other equipment. You allowed this. This happened on your watch. You are responsible. Mayor Jacob Frey. And any other mayor who allows this culture to permeate the police department is responsible for this. So this is probably coming to a city near you, class. This is not over, in my opinion. Now, I could be completely wrong, but I don't believe this is over. I believe, as USA Preparedness Instructor George in New Hampshire said, yeah, it's going to be a hot summer in terms of temperature and in terms of violence. People are locked down. They can't go to work. They've lost their jobs. Their companies are closing. The stores are closing. And all you get to do is watch TV. The crisis, the corona panic, and the ensuing crisis has left Americans without jobs. It's left Americans without purpose. And then the police are bearing down just to make sure everybody's safe. And they've escalated this. They started it. They started it with George Floyd in Minneapolis, this current event. And they've escalated with their shields, their gas masks, their grenades, their tear gas, all these things that they've done, they've escalated it. And the people are lashing out. Now, in Minneapolis, there are cars that have been burned. Please, Please, if you're protesting, that's great, but don't burn down innocent people's cars. They had nothing to do with this. It's the police department. It's the government. It's the overtaxation. It's the oppression. It's the rules and regulations that make it impossible to be in business. What did AutoZone do? I happen to like AutoZone. I deal with an AutoZone and a local AutoZone, and the guys are great. This AutoZone in Minneapolis is burned down to the ground. What did they do? They didn't do anything that I know of. David, Illinois, your thoughts?
Yeah. Now, I got to say right off the bat, I don't agree with the looting. I have seen some of the black leaders that were on there trying to stop the people from looting and destroying property. But on that same note, I understand why. You got to think about it. You have a population of people that are constantly repressed, never, you know, having to live in very poor conditions. And the city's making money off those people like crazy. Businesses are. And then when they walk down the street, they can have anything taken off them in a heartbeat just because they're whatever color of skin are walking down the street. Now people say, oh, no, that's not happening. I've seen it. I've seen it many times. I've seen it all the time. And so if you think about what that rage is, when you go to AutoZone, say you go to AutoZone, here's an example. You buy something because you're taking care of a car. You're trying to make sure it runs. And on the way back, the cops pull you, see you walking on the street. They take it from you, think you stole it. They go back to AutoZone. AutoZone don't want to get involved. They don't want to say nothing about it. So they not only they take your fingerprints and everything, now they take your property. So you went down there with good intentions, minding your own business, and that's what happens. And so just think what rage you would have for that. Now you may not be able to go to work and bring food home to your family because you got to get somewhere to have a better job. Or you sit on the bus for 2 hours in the cities just to go back and forth to work each way.
I've got an example that I'd like to share. So I happen to be in Missouri, and I thought that our daughter might need disc brake pads for her car. I went to an AutoZone. I have an account with, corporate account. I said to the AutoZone guy, hey, we've got an account in Missouri. And I said, I think I need these, but I don't know. If I don't need them, can I bring them back tomorrow? I said, sure. So he handed me this box of brakes. I paid for it with a credit card. Brought it back the next day. And to return, I said, I did not use these. I didn't open the box, didn't use them. I'd like to return them because we don't need them. So he took the box apart and he looked at every little part. I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I want to make sure all these parts are here. And I said, really? He said, yeah, some people will buy brakes and they'll take out the sensor and they'll return them without the sensor. And I said, I didn't check the box when you handed it to me. And he's checking the box to make sure he got all the parts. Now, how frosted would I be if he said, look, you don't have the sensor in there, and I can't take this back because you didn't return it with the sensor? How frosted would I be at AutoZone? You are exactly right, David, exactly right. And I think that's the kind of, not exactly, but similar to what you're talking about. Frustration with the system. Robert in Kansas, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. You called in kind of late, but maybe next time. Class, this is not going to stop. The violence, I believe, is going to spread. I'm not advocating it, but it's going to spread. We'll be back tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.